the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, it's a Friday. Nick Duke, the queen of cryptocurrency, is joining me, but she hasn't got that Friday feeling because I just revealed. I connected with you just then. It turns out you're listening to a Gary Vaynerchuk video, who's a superb entrepreneur, very inspirational guy. And I said, I thought that was off the back of Martin, who's the CEO of Vox Markets. Having interviewed him yesterday, I revealed this to you. He said, "What? What? You didn't tell us about this? You didn't tell us about this? James! I said, "What's happened?" And it turns out you set up your business because of his inspiration.
Honestly, I'm so devastated that Martin didn't invite me. I'm barely able to speak this morning.
Nobody knew you were a Gary Vaynerchuk fan.
For years, like when I had my own business and I was running an air shop before I went to trading and I was in aviation, I was so inspired by him. And this was a guy that just did wine library, and I bought his first book, and I literally have been following him for years. And you know, I would have carried on in my life, I wouldn't have been a technical analyst, I'd have just carried on trading and doing my own thing. And I literally was inspired to teach people and do this, what I'm doing now, because of him, literally because of him. And it's exploded, and it's really down to him. I'm hugely inspired by him. James is wearing a Gary V sweatshirt right now. He thought about getting up at 4 o'clock this morning to go to London just to try and meet him, just to say thanks. Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah, no, I do like Gary Vaynerchuk, and he's very in your face.
And Martin interviewed him and didn't think of me.
Yeah, he's high energy guy, isn't he? He's high energy guy. He's very inspirational. In fact, I follow him on Instagram, and I remember scrolling down the other day on Instagram, and one of the things he says, "Stop effing scrolling," he swears all the time, "and start a business." I thought, if I hadn't scrolled, I wouldn't have seen this post. But he's like that all the time. He's about self-empowerment, isn't he? You know, take the bull by the horns,
really
get it done, do it, and do it today. Stop messing around, stop doing selfies and all this stuff. And anyway, Martin, the CEO of Vox, interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk. The interview should be out soon. I don't know when it's going to be out yet, but inspirational. But no one apart from you guys in your head knew you were fans of Gary Vaynerchuk. If you told Martin that, in fact, I've now just posted that on our feed we have, our Intel Slack feed, and Will, who was there, just said, "I'm sure we can sort out a meeting, no problem."
James?
Yes.
Will at Vox Markets says they can sort out a meeting.
I don't want to raise your hopes here, because I don't know if Will, Gary may be too busy.
Okay, there probably isn't much that we wouldn't do. There is not much that we would not do. There is nothing we wouldn't do or cancel to meet him, yeah.
I don't know if I should mention that. I don't know how much power Will's got over Gary Vaynerchuk's booking assistant or PR person or whatever, but he's hung himself. So hopefully it's raised your hopes a bit anyway. So you may meet Gary. So why is he over in the UK? Do you know why?
He travels a lot. You know, he really does travel a lot. He's really inspiring. And he talks to people, you know, who start their own businesses and small companies. And yeah, he's huge.
The thing is, you know, he's after people like you who now have a very successful, you know, Facebook group business and chart income. And because he was your inspiration, you've got up and done it. And, you know, and then he's the kind of thing you want to say, "Look, Nick did it, James did it together, and now they're successful. This is what you could be doing." It's exactly why I say, get off your butt and do something, you know?
He's right. And you know, I'm really introvert. Like, you have no idea. I'm really an introverted person. And I would never have done it otherwise. I really wouldn't. I just carried on trading, been a quiet trader and kept my head down.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go.
Let's look at some charts, eh? Because now we've had ages and I haven't put the chart up. You're going to be cross.
Oh, no. People just watching us on a blank video of...
They're listening to the chat. That's what.
Yeah, it's chat smat. I suppose on the podcast, but listen to the chat. It's better. But then, anyway, but Gary V. And I advise you, listen, if you don't follow Gary V, follow him on Twitter. He is very inspirational. Like I said...
Just listen to a little of his stuff. He's really inspirational.
He inspired Nick to start her charting business, and it's doing very well. And millions of others as well. Okay, first one. EVRH, which is EVR Holdings, in the virtual reality space. And I got to say, I've pre-recorded an interview with another company, actually, in the VR space. They're listing next week on the stock market. Very interesting they're doing too. So, but EVRH are in the music part of it. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart of EVRH?
So EVRH, for me, this rally has stalled. We made an equal measured move correction from the lows of last September. So around 11.4 is kind of pretty serious resistance. I think that potentially we could see a pullback here, perhaps to 9, and then I'd really like it to continue higher and take out those highs. Or if we can push through today, because it's looking quite bullish, if we can continue higher today and close above 11.4, 11.5, then we've broken that symmetry and we're going to keep going higher. Otherwise, I think that this is one of those levels where if we double top, or if we turn lower without making a new high, I would protect some profits at this level.
Marvellous.
If we keep pushing higher, we're going to go to 14 and then 16.3.
Lovely stuff. And next one is Hurricane Energy, HUR. This is the action year for them. Towards the end of this year, there's I think one of the biggest reserves of oil, or resources of oil, I think they've got in place in the UK, in fractured basements in the North Sea there. But they're building their sort of platform to start drilling that later on this year. HUR, Hurricane Energy. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Spectacular reversal for Hurricane Energy, to be quite honest. From a 618 retrace, so we had the big rally from November low and we retraced 618. We've got all of these daily moving averages bunched up really nicely. It closed today above the 50, which we're just underneath right now, so it's at 34.15. A close above that would be quite bullish. We should see continuation higher. And then a close above 35.25 says we're going to higher and to new highs. To project where we're going, I'm going to measure from the low, and this from the lows we made last year, and project it from the lows we've just made in March. And I think that we're looking for 48.26 and then 59.48.
Excellent stuff. All right. And the next one is Sirica Energy. They had some news out today. And do you know what? I'm so busy typing in a Twitter here to Gary V and copying you in that I've done. I don't know what the news is. So go for a look at the chart, Nick, please.
So the chart for Sirica Energy, you know, we've had this spectacular impulsive rally at the end of the last year. And we've pulled back to the 38.2 fib in a kind of ABC. You know, potentially we could find some support here. Certainly we're setting up a really good daily candle, and I think if we close above 71 and back above these prior lows, then we could see some follow through to the upside. We're not going to be out of trouble though until we break a trend line. You need to draw your trend line from the highs that we made on the 16th of January and connect the highs. When we break above that, well, probably back above 77, 78, then that's where I'd be looking for to confirm that we've made the reversal. We're in the next leg higher, and the target for the next leg higher is between 102 and 104 for SQZ Sirica Energy.
Marvellous stuff. And also, we're looking at tertiary minerals. It's come off quite a bit, but these guys have got around 4 billion of fluorspar, which is a commodity, a mineral there, in the ground. And a tiny market cap company. They flew recently. You see that spike up they had, the massive spike, when they announced a sort of agreement with a global commodities trading company and help with financing, and that's why it flew. But they've come back a bit on lack of news. They are looking at short-term acquiring a more near-term producing asset in the fluorspar space. What do you reckon on TYM?
The problem, tertiary minerals, I thought 1.5 would be really good support, and we've lost it, and we're holding underneath it. So although we look like we've got some support, we've made a higher low, I think that the pressure is to the downside. And for me, the really good support in tertiary minerals is at 1.02, 1.04 in the 200-day moving average. A lot of Fibonacci stuff lines up there as well. I think that's going to be a screaming buy level. So I realise that's a bit of a drop from here, but it will be a really bullish pattern when we get there.
Wow, cool. All right.
Sorry. Yes. Well, I realise that's bad news, but really good news longer term. Longer term, it would be more bullish if we dropped down to there and rallied from there.
Yeah. By the way, Martin just said, I really apologise, you didn't realise. See, that's the problem. It's your fault. No one realised you're a fan of Gary V. It's all in your head.
You should I wear... will say, I will say in tertiary minerals, if we close back above 1.5, then we've negated that bearish pattern and we should continue higher from there. But for now, whilst we hold underneath 1.5, we're looking lower to 1.04.
Lovely. Okay, listen, as with all small companies like this, they're asset backed. They're massive 100% assets they own, you know, that these are worth $4 billion. So, you look at that, look at the disconnect between the market cap and the potential value there. Of course, that's in the ground, it costs a lot to get it out and all that stuff, but they have to access financing. But nevertheless, it's a critical commodity there, and it's very useful, very valuable. All right, VAST Resources, VAST, had a bit of update today. What do you reckon on VAST, Nicola?
So VAST Resources, I'm going to zoom out here on the daily. And if we look back to the 2015 lows when this company launched, you see how long we took to make a base down there at this level, February 2015. And when we rallied in 2017, that was the level where we stuck. And it's at 0.6, 0.615, 0.62, around there, between 0.6 and 0.7, basically, is our resistance zone. And that's where we are now again. But this time, you know, we're making a bit of a wedge consolidation. And, you know, whereas before when we tried it, we got really stretched and overbought when we got up there. This time, because we're going sideways at this level and consolidating, we're not overbought at all. In fact, we're dipping back on the RSI and we're setting ourselves up really nicely to break out and go for it this time. So a break above the highs and a break out. So if you buy the dip down here or anywhere back towards the 200 moving average, a break above 0.73 would be a breakout. Our targets are 0.93 and then 1.18.
You sure?
Yeah, 1.18. Yeah, 50%.
No, but you said it then. 1.18.
I know. I thought I'd read it wrong.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, marvellous, Nicola. Have a nice weekend, and we'll speak next week. And who knows? Maybe,
I,
you know.
I just want to meet Gary Vaynerchuk.
I know, but don't do that. You've got to be.
Come on, all the things I do for you, I just want to meet Gary Vaynerchuk.
I know, but listen, if you ever get to meet him or meet your heroes, but some people say you shouldn't do that anyway, but if you ever get to meet him, what you mustn't do is stand there like a salivating idiot zombie and not say anything, okay? You've got to be able to chat like a normal human being.
Guy.
If you're on the floor hanging onto his leg while he's trying to leave the room, that's not good, all right?
Okay, thanks for the advice, Justin.
Okay. Just chat nicely to Gary, you're a huge inspiration.
And, okay, bye everyone, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, if you can see the video on the blog here, voxmarkets.co.uk/... Okay, bye-bye, Nicola.
Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.